you just heard that conversation. Peter King, congressman from Long Island here in New York, Republican, wants to hold hearings on Islamic radicalization. He wants to get attention. He pushes a button that gets an emotional response in the United States. He certainly got that attention. There are many people who want to weigh in on that subject. When Al Jazeera wants to get ratings, well, they focus on a subject that riles people up, perhaps a focus on perceived intolerance of Islam in the United States. So the question is, how will Al Jazeera cover these hearings? We wanted to know, so we invited Abderrahim Fukara, the D.C. bureau chief for Al Jazeera Arabic, who's based in Washington, D.C., to come on the program. How are you going to cover these hearings? And good morning to you, Abderrahim.
Well, good morning to you and to your viewers. Normally we would have given considerable coverage to this, but because of events in the Middle East, particularly in Libya, most of the coverage will continue to be about Libya and other parts of the Middle East, Yemen, Bahrain, Egypt, and so on. Just to go back a little bit, just before the last congressional election, there was a lot of focus on the burning of the Quran and events like that. We gave considerable coverage to that, and we tried to put it in its context that it was an election, an issue driven by the election, and ultimately it had something to do with a U.S. president whose middle name is Hussein. So we tried to look at it from all its possible facets, and I think we would have done the same this time around, except that the coverage is very limited. There's going to be some coverage on both the Arabic channel and on the English channel. I know that Riz Khan, for example, which is a prominent show on the English channel, sure, will be covering it. It will be featuring news in Arabic. It will feature in news on both Thursday and Friday, but as I said, in a limited way.
Well, for I guess personally, and I guess I have to think about why, but I'm gratified that events in the Middle East are actually crowding out a discussion on Al Jazeera Arabic of these hearings. But give me a sense of the editorial process at Al Jazeera. How do you distinguish between, say, you know, Quran burning stories in Florida, which you've just alluded to, the issue of desecration of the Quran by soldiers in Afghanistan, a story that had a huge impact when it was broken in Newsweek and ricocheted around the world, and congressional hearings in Washington. For instance, would Al Jazeera do, say, a week-long series on Muslim radicalization in the United States were it not for these hearings?
Well, the issue of Islam and Muslims, whatever its manifestation in the United States, we've covered it extensively at various times, particularly since 9/11. I think people do realize that there is a problem in the United States and that the Americans have to not only discuss but take action to protect the safety and stability of their own country and their own citizens. However, from discussions that I've had with people both in the Middle East and especially Muslims here in the United States, there is a lot of concern among Muslim Americans that this is not about the safety and security of America, of which they say they are part of. These Muslim Americans say that they've worked with all sorts of authorities in the United States to secure their own safety and the safety of their fellow Americans. They see it as an attempt by Peter King to bring attention to him and to smear them as a community.
Right, right. I think that was individual. That was pretty clearly framed by our last guest. I guess what I'm more interested in is how your audience perceives this in, say, Saudi Arabia or places like Pakistan, who would be observing Al Jazeera, or even Libya that might be watching. I mean, do they approach a story on radicalization in America as, oh, that's a terrible thing that's happening in America, or go for the home team?
No, I think what happened with the Quran burning issue, first of all, is that we tried to make it absolutely clear that not every American was walking around burning the Quran or threatening to burn it. We explained it in very clear terms that this is an isolated incident and that there were a lot of Americans who were opposed to that, and that there were a lot of Americans who were just as interested in building the kind of bridges that President Barack Obama had talked about building with the Islamic world. So the story was, whether you're talking about the burning of the Quran or other issues, was put in its proper context. Now, obviously, people in the region, the United States, up until about 2 years ago, had a huge image problem in the United States. And a lot of people interpreted whatever was said about the United States or its foreign policy in the region the way they wanted to interpret it. And therefore, we saw some of those big demonstrations that he alluded to in Afghanistan. People felt riled up by the burning or the desecrating of the Quran. So you, obviously, as a channel, we try to keep things in perspective, and what Peter King is trying to do, we will do no different with it.
Right. Well, thank you so much for letting us into the sort of the intellectual sort of underpinnings there of the Al Jazeera editorial process. That's Abderrahim Fukara, D.C. bureau chief for Al Jazeera Arabic, speaking to us from Washington, D.C. Mr. Fukara, thanks so much.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
You can keep the conversation going. We've already heard from so many of you. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. What do you think of these hearings or even the idea of radicalization of Muslims in the United States? Is it something you fear? Go to thetakeaway.org to leave a comment.